You're now listening to the Deep Edge Podcast with your host, technology expert Ray Moda, giving you the rundown on telecom, cloud, and all things business and tech. This is the Deep Edge Podcast.
Let's go!
Hello, this is Ray Moda, and welcome to the Deep Edge Podcast. As we continue our series on segment routing and use cases, I'm actually excited on this particular segment because we're actually going to have this time an enterprise customer, Dennis Cai, who's the Chief Architect of Network Infrastructure for Alibaba. And we're going to discuss Alibaba's business, all the different areas they support. We're going to get into some of Dennis's opinions on SRv6 adoption, discuss some of the use cases, and then discuss some of the things associated with SRv6 micro-instruction, and then some recommendations for him. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the Deep Edge Podcast. How you doing, Dennis?
Hey, good. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good, good. Now, where are you located, Dennis?
Oh, actually, I'm located in California, the Silicon Valley.
Oh, so you're not that far from me. I'm in Arizona, where it's like living in the core of the sun right now, this time of the year. So it's really hot over here and stuff like that. So I didn't know you were in California. That's great. What we'll do, Dennis, is we've been having a series of different podcasts regarding segment routing. And, you know, you being the chief architect at Alibaba, maybe we can start off with where you can talk a few words maybe about Alibaba, share some insight into the network infrastructure that supports the Alibaba business.
Okay. Alibaba is a web company, you know, as probably you and many others know, we are a giant e-commerce company. That's actually one of our core business, but beyond that, we also have many others, such as electronic payment and fintech, the cloud computing, digital media and entertainment, logistic, and many other business innovations and initiatives. As you can see, right, our applications are very diverse, so which bring in some tremendous challenge to our global network infrastructure. My team is responsible for design the entire network infrastructure for Alibaba, including data center network, metro global network, and edge peering network. Our network infrastructure is mega scale and fast evolving, so with the max network infrastructure is even more challenge. So we are very actively looking for and adopting new technologies and innovations to meet our business requirement.
Yeah, no, this is great. And I'm glad you clarified, because some people didn't know about the other lines of business. So I think that's really important now. Now, you talked about new technologies and innovation and stuff. And since we're having a lot of focus on segment routing, in your opinion, what are the key factors driving SRv6 adoption?
Well, there are a few key reasons for us to adopt SRv6. First, as you know, our entire network infrastructure is moving towards us, right? So we are looking for some network innovations related to IPv6. So we see SRv6 actually will bring some tremendous flexibility and value to our business. The second is about simplicity. Simplicity means a lot in the networking world. A simple network is easier to maintain, faster to deploy and evolve. It also means higher availability and better scale out. You know, SRv6 is simple, but it does not compromise any performance and scale. And it does not increase the CapEx either. So we don't see much pushback from our operation team as many other innovations. So that's really good. Another key factor is SRv6 is very friendly to our home-built systems, such as our controllers, our overlay gateways, and the smart NIC, and such. The engineering cost is not that high compared with the big value it brings to us. So if you compare all this together, I would say, you know, there's no reason for us to not adopt SRv6.
Yeah, no, that's a good input because, I mean, you touch on something important. It's about the simplicity. And sometimes in certain technologies, you see that you have to compromise performance or feature richness, right? In order to input. So that's an important point. Now, could you elaborate on some of the use cases that you plan to address with SRv6?
We have multiple use cases in mind, right? Eventually, our entire network infrastructure will move to IPv6. And all our traffic engineering will be SRv6 based, not only for existing use cases, but also for the new use cases. For the first use case, is associated for our traditional backbone metro for the network traffic engineering. I mean, this is a natural evolution as we move to IPv6 infrastructure. Second, we actually plan to deploy SRv6 in our data center network, so we can bring some new capability into our data center network. We are evolving the data center network, actually the architecture part, from best effort network to a predictable network. So the traffic engineering capability is one of the key foundation to enable this predictable network.
Yeah, no, that's great. Now, one of the things that we see is regarding technologies, let's say SRv6 microinstructions, right, which brings new capabilities that, you know, that will enable these use cases at a massive scale. I would probably say to you, Dennis, it's what's in it for you and how do you plan to leverage these new capabilities moving forward? Because I'm hearing a lot about it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point, right? The common concern about SRv6 is too costly in terms of encapsulation overhead. So we should put a lot of challenge to the hardware chipset, and it is not bandwidth efficient either, right? That's the common concern. Now, industry has been looking for some solutions for a while. The microinstruction is one of them. I would say the most brilliant part of a microinstruction is that it does not violate the nature of IP lookup and forwarding while the SRH space is saved. So you can even build a segment routing seed list without any additional SRH. The 128-bit space contains enough path information for many of our use cases. I'm glad to see more and more micro-instruction related features has been defined and implemented on multiple platforms. The first use case we are looking at, you know, is explicit traffic engineering path, where there's a long seed list is required. And moving forward, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to try the idea of micro seed for the overlay segmentations and the service chaining in a data center. So we are thinking about the push SRv6, the source node, from network to the edge, including the network overlay gateway and the host. The edge device, I mean, closer to the applications, is a better and natural place to apply the network policies. So with SRv6 and the micro instruction, this becomes possible. And it's easier to implement.
Yeah, no, that's great. Maybe, you know, someone that's responsible for such a large infrastructure, very dynamic, very diverse, very cross-domain, cross-multiple countries, region, you have a lot of experience and expertise, right? What would you recommend, right, to customers that they need to pay specific attention to ensure, let's say, SRv6 successful implementations and stuff like that?
Well, SRv6 is still relatively new. We are still in the POC stage. So we did a successful SRv6 microseed verification in Cisco Lab a few months ago. And we are now in the processing of the POC in our own lab and integrate with our controller. And we did the test right now it's on the Cisco 8000 series, NCS 5500 and S9K. Okay. And we are also planning to do on the other vendors' platform as well. As you can see, you know, there are different approaches in terms of how to compress the V6 address space. So this will certainly cause the vendor interoperability issue. So it is very important to understand the vendor's approach, hardware capability, and interoperabilities. So that's the reason we have to do the full lab test, including interoperability tests, before we can do any real implementations.
Yeah, no, this is good. I appreciate you closing it. Maybe I'll give you a round of applause from our group. Hey, Dennis, hopefully you can join us again, right, in the future and as we make more progress. So I'd like to thank you for joining the Deep Edge podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Deep Edge Podcast. Make sure to follow Ray Moda on Twitter and LinkedIn at RModa. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. Want even more? Head over to acgcc.com to access exclusive bonus content. Till next time.